This is about family. This is about teammates. This is about everybody pitching in to make you better and for you hopefully to make them better. And for what the game of football has done for me, I am eternally grateful to this game. And I'm so glad that I am a representative of the 2014 NFL Hall of Fame.
Hi, I'm Michael Strahan of the New York Giants.
Natural leader.
Best defense in.
There aren't many guys better at that position to ever play this game.
He was so tough and so physical.
All day long.
I mean, he like old school beats you, make you say uncle.
You know, when he walked in, there was a certain presence about him, a certain aura that he carried himself with.
When he spoke, everyone listened.
17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions. Believe it, and it will happen.
It's Michael Strahan. Whatever he did, we would follow, and he just exemplified what a New York Giant is all about.
If there was a Mount Rushmore of New York Giants, it's him. His face is on it.
I am so honored to represent the G-Man family up here today.
Welcome to the New York Giants Hall of Fame Weekend Special featuring Michael Strahan, fueled by Hess. I'm Bob Popham. Over the next half hour, I'll sit down and talk with Michael Strahan about his experiences this weekend in Canton, Ohio. We'll also look back at Michael's career and his enshrinement speech. But to get things started, we had cameras following Michael throughout the course of the weekend.
Oh, the Gold Jacket is going to be incredible. The biggest thrill, this puts the button on my football career.
LT!
Because they're trying to get to you.
Gotta mind the gap. Gotta mind the gap.
He is the only man who can deep clean a quarterback and fill the shoes of Regis Philbin. He is none other than Hall of Famer Michael Strahan.
I'm looking for it, baby.
It's time for Jay Glazer to put a gold jacket on Michael Strahan.
Not only did we win, we stomped them out.
I want to toast you all for coming out to Canton and helping me celebrate my Hall of Fame induction.
Michael, I'm so proud of you. I love you, and my wish for you is more of the same, and then some.
Here in the Hall of Fame game, Canton, Ohio. The Giants and Bills will kick off the 2014 NFL season.
What about other man?
And he played 15 seasons at defensive end for the Giants, is their all-time leader in sacks. The NFL's Defensive Player of the Year in 2001, Michael Strahan.
It certainly was an action-packed, exhilarating weekend for Michael and all the Hall of Famers. When we come back, we'll look back at Michael's illustrious Hall of Fame career as we continue with the New York Giants Hall of Fame Weekend Special featuring Michael Strahan, fueled by Hess, after this.
Giants have selected Michael Strahan, defensive end, Texas Southern.
Welcome back to the New York Giants Hall of Fame Weekend Special featuring Michael Strahan, fueled by Hess. Michael enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2014 after an illustrious 15-year career with the Big Blue. Here's a look back at Michael on the field.
This is what I was built for. I was built to play football. That's what my mentality is.
It's going to be physical. It's going to be tough. You're going to be tired. All that, man. All right? Get that out your mind. We got to go the entire game because the game is won right here in this group.
For 15 seasons, Michael Strahan was the physical and emotional leader of one of the most dominant defenses in New York Giants history.
Task for the Giants was defense. We were very much into trying to shut teams out, live up to the legacy of the Giant defense, and we had guys who were smart enough to realize that.
Strahan set the NFL single-season sack record with 22 and a half sacks in 2001. In 2007, he became the New York Giants' all-time sack leader.
The league sack record was great, but the thing I'm most proud of is breaking LT's sack record.
First and 10 Eagles, McNabb back to throw. Steps up under pressure, and he's sacked by Michael Strahan, and there's the record, the New York Giants record, 133 and a half, and he does it with Lawrence Taylor in the house.
And so to pass something that he did made me feel great. But one thing that I pride myself in, and I tell people all the time, I don't miss rushing a passer. I don't miss that. I miss playing a run. That was my first love. I loved to play the run, and the pass was secondary. To be thought of as a great run defender means something, because you can get somebody who's fast who can just go and rush the passer, but it takes something different, some certain type of desire to play the run, especially when you're going against a guy who sometimes outweighs you by 100 pounds.
Champions and winners believe they will win the game.
But there was nothing, absolutely nothing I enjoy more or nothing I miss more is being on that field with the guy, and I got to look at a guy and make him believe, no matter what, that he is the best thing out there on that field, his position, that we are the best thing out there together.
I've seen you. You are the best. You are better than me, all right? They can't touch you.
I'm not worthy.
Nothing inspires me more than to lead people like that, make them believe something that, as some, for most people, would be unbelievable.
The New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
Going into the Super Bowl, I'm not thinking it's my last game, but I definitely think it could be.
How do the Giants pull off one of the major upsets in Super Bowl history?
I wanted to win so bad. I wanted to win so bad.
17-14 in the final, okay? 17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions.
And the only way we're going to win, we've got to score a touchdown.
Believe it, and it will happen.
I felt like our story was too great and our season was too great to end with a loss. And after he caught the ball, it was like the miracle continues. We're going to win this game, no doubt.
Touchdown, Giants! And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42. And let the celebration begin.
The parade, you can't explain it, because they only saw the people in the street from the pictures. But when you look to the side street and it is a block or two deep on both sides, wow. Wow. You can't explain it. Thank God I've worn one uniform, and thank God it's the Giants uniform.
Still to come on the program, when we come back, we'll take a look at Michael's enshrinement speech as we continue with the New York Giants Hall of Fame weekend special, fueled by Hess, here on MSG+.
I'm partial to Michael, not only because he worked with me at Fox, but a lot of people don't realize this. Earl Leggett, who coached with the Giants, brought Michael up, brought me up. He said to both of us, if you do what I tell you to do, and you work as hard as you possibly can, I'll make you a household name in every home in America and make you wealthy beyond your wildest dreams. How about that? He got it early on as to what being a Giant was all about. But he also understood the history and tradition of the Giant organization and all of those guys who played before him. And I think he's done a really good job of perpetuating the legacy of greatness especially defensive players with the New York Football Giants.
You know, it's one of those guys that, you know, you look at a guy like Harry Carson, who's a great, you know, a run stopper. Myself, I'm a great pass rusher. Carl Banks, another great run stopper. But Michael had them all rolled into one, so it made him a great player.
And you all got rings, too. Look at this, right here. Giant defensive royalty right here. Hall of Famers Harry Carson, the great Lawrence Taylor. Guys, enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the New York Giants Hall of Fame weekend special featuring Michael Strahan, fueled by Hess. Well, the moment that every player waits for, their bust to be unveiled in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as we look back at Michael's enshrinement speech.
Life is about improbability, and my life is improbable. I am an absolutely improbable Hall of Famer. I was a late bloomer as a football player. You know, I didn't play in high school. I played 1 year in high school. I was a late bloomer. But the improbable happened. I get drafted by the New York freaking Giants. And not only by the Giants, but I get drafted by Wellington Mara, the Duke. Now, for all you young kids who may not know about Wellington Mara, whenever you get a football, a real serious NFL football, you look on it, it says the Duke. That man drafted me. Bob Tisch. The Tisch family, and the great and late George Young. Those are the guys who brought me and trusted me enough to bring me to the Giants. In the spirit of that, their kids, John Mara and Steve Tisch, have continued in that spirit of realizing that the team is a family. I was crazy enough to play 15 years. And over those 15 years, I played over three generations of players. Phil Simms, I learned, first one in, last one to leave. Nothing's easy. You got to work for it. And then there was LT. Everyone knows he's a great football player, and everyone knows he's a great athlete because he watched the games. But if you watch the practice, you understand why. Running 100 miles per hour every single play he's on that field, that's how I learned how a real pro practices. That's why I learned from you, Lauren. Then I had the next generation. So it was my team with Amani Toomer, Tiki Barber, Kerry Collins, Jason Sehorn. Had the one and only Keith Hamilton. Hammer. I had my head coach, Jim Fossil, who I know, Jim Fossil, you're here. I love you, Jim Fossil. And last but not least, we had my man, Mr. Jesse Armstead. Jesse and I used to stand in the tunnel before every game. We look at each other, and we say, you and me. So, Jesse, I appreciate you. Thank you. Then we moved on, the last generation. And in this generation, I was the old guy. It was the generation of head coach Tom Coughlin. He taught me so many things about responsibility, accountability, how to be a better teammate, even though I thought I was a good teammate. About how to be a man. So I love you. I thank you. Thank you for trusting me to be a leader on your football team. And last but not least, Eli Manning. My man Eli. Look at him. He don't get excited for nothing. He keeps cracking a smile. That's the most I've seen in about 10 years. Now, I used to go in the locker room, and I would give guys pep talk. You got to run big today, baby. You got to bring it. Yeah. And then I see Eli just sitting in his locker, just like he's sitting over there in that seat. And with you, Eli, learn. You don't have to be outwardly excited to be internally combustible to go out there and whip some people on the football field, my friend. And you have done it. Well, again, it was improbable. It was improbable. We couldn't beat an 18-0 team. We barely made it to the playoffs. It was improbable, but it was not impossible. So, not only did we win, we stomped them out. It just goes to show what football can do for you. What football can do for anybody, and for what the game of football has done for me, I am eternally grateful to this game. I am eternally grateful to this game. And my father, dad, I don't even know what to say about you because he's the most amazing, amazing man. I remember being in the gym and I didn't want to be there. And my dad looked at me and said, son, one day it'll pay off. And Dad, I gotta say, it paid off. It really did. And mama, you know your baby love you. I love every time, even now at 42 years old, I come home and you cook my favorite cookies and my favorite cake and every meal that I love. There's nothing like a mother's love, and I am not ashamed to say that I'm a mama's boy. The most important motivation for me throughout my career and even now in my life, it's never been tackles, it's never been accolades, it's never been notoriety, never been money or Super Bowls or anything like that. It's these four people. And I want them to stand up. My daughter, Tanita, my son, Michael Jr., and my twins, Isabella and Sophia. This has always been my hope for my kids, because I love them more than anything, is that I showed you and that you've learned that improbability means nothing, because anything is absolutely possible. Anything is possible. I'm so glad that I am a representative of the 2014 NFL Hall of Fame. Thank you and good night.
In true Michael fashion, he wowed the crowd in the stadium. Really a special night for Giants fans and for Michael Strahan. When we come back on the program, on Sunday morning, I sat down one-on-one and talked with Michael as we continue with the New York Giants Hall of Fame weekend special featuring Michael Strahan, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. Welcome back to the New York Giants Hall of Fame weekend special featuring Michael Strahan here on MSG+, fueled by Hess. On Sunday morning, I had a chance to sit down with Michael Strahan as he reflect upon this exciting once-in-a-lifetime weekend. Michael, can you put into words what this weekend has been like for you?
Crazy, chaotic, overwhelming, flattering, scary, exciting. All those things combined into one. It's been the most amazing weekend I've ever had as a professional football player, as far as having a really idea what your career was like. I've never looked back, and this is really the first time I've had a chance.
The gold jacket ceremony on Friday night, I mean, getting to walk that gauntlet, yeah, had to be one of the most incredible feelings of all, to have those guys celebrating you.
Yeah, that was amazing. And that was the one time, like, if you're going to crack up and cry, that would have been the first crack up and cry moment. And for me, it was special because the first three guys who were waiting for me were Harry, LT, and Howie Long.
Love you, man. Thank you.
And he's such a great friend now, somebody who's always been there for me throughout my career. So those three guys who made such a big impact on me were the first three faces waiting to be there and hug me. So that was special.
When you see teammates and coaches from the past, you know, all coming and out in the audience and then showing up at the party and everything else, I mean,
it freaks you out because, yeah, you're in this club and you're going, how did I get in here? You're looking at guys who you only seen on film, or guys that you've admired so much, guys that you've studied to be better, great characters in there, guys who are great examples on how you should live your life.
How did it feel the moment you got to look at that bust? When that
felt good, because they did a good job. Actually, Glazer said it looked better than I really did. And I took that as a compliment. But I liked the smile. It was like it was me. As mean as I could be, I guess, if you want to call that, on the football field, I always had fun. And I guess that just, the bus says, hey, this is somebody who obviously played well enough to get here, but who looked like they had a good time and was a jolly fella.
Bon Jovi, LL Cool J, and then you had a party loaded with gold jackets.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool, huh?
Which was awesome. I mean, I guess you bring in Bon Jovi and LL Cool J, and everybody's going to show up. So it was a good party. We wanted to take, you know, New York, New Jersey, to bring it to Canton, Ohio, and we did it.
Has it settled into you that you have this gold jacket, you have that bust, but it's not a one-off? Now, every year, for the rest of your life, as you choose, you can come back and be a part of this every weekend, and now you're part of that club.
Well, you know, the cool thing about it was, before you come here, you understand the Hall of Fame, or you think you do, but when you come here and you really become a part of it, you say, man, I got to come back here. Like, this is home now. This is Deacon Jones, my man,
used to always give his permanent address as a Hall of Fame address. And you want to come back and be a part of it. You want to usher that next generation in. And you want to continue to see this Hall of Fame grow and the players grow and make sure that everybody who comes in feels welcome and invited. And the only way to do that is by showing up and supporting.
I talked to your mom and dad before the ceremony started. We did a little interview with them.
I'm very excited and very happy for him, you know, he's worked hard.
He certainly has, and he's made mom proud, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, very
made mom
proud.
That had to be special, seeing your parents sitting there.
That was the most important thing to me, was making sure my parents were there, making sure my kids were there. And with my parents, you know, it's one of those things where there are times I didn't want to push myself and didn't want to do it, and they understood. But they've always believed, and they always knew what to say to motivate me and to keep me going. I mean, I did everything to make them proud. I did all this to make them proud. And hopefully I did enough now that they can be proud of what I've done in the football world and what I'm doing and any other thing that I do. But I do everything with my parents in mind because I just always want them to wake up and be proud of me.
Obviously a special weekend for Michael Strahan, for his family, his friends, his former teammates, and the New York Giants organization. That wraps it up for this edition of the New York Giants Hall of Fame Weekend Special featuring Michael Strahan, fueled by Hess. Thanks for joining us here on MSG+. I'm Bob Papa.